You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
You're listening to the NASP Podcast. The Specialty Pharmacy Podcast is a collaboration with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy, the NASP, and the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The mission of the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy is to improve specialty pharmacy practice by promoting continuing professional education and certification of specialty pharmacists while advocating for public policies that ensure patient access to specialty medications. As the healthcare industry's leading podcast dedicated to the pharmacy profession, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is proud to bring our listeners the NASP Podcast in partnership with the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy.
Hello and welcome to the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy Podcast. My name is Sheila Arquette and I am the Executive Director of NASP. We are very pleased to present part one of a two-part podcast series entitled The Importance of Home Infusion and Your Specialty Pharmacy Program Strategy, in partnership with the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Home infusion pharmacy has grown substantially over the past 30 years, and today represents what may be a golden opportunity for specialty pharmacies looking to supplement their current service offerings. Providing home infusion services requires a high focus on the coordination of care, giving it the potential to be the perfect complement to a successful specialty pharmacy operation. Listen in as Amy Swanson, the Director of Marketing and Member Relations for Accelera, Tim Affelt, the Vice President of Specialty Infusion Operations at Fairview Pharmacy Services, LLC, and Brett Benfield, the Regional Manager of Home Infusion and Compounding Operations, also at Fairview Pharmacy Services, LLC, discuss key considerations for incorporating home infusion in your specialty pharmacy program. Be sure to also listen to the second episode to learn about best practices for common issues encountered in home infusion pharmacy operations. On behalf of NASP and the Pharmacy Podcast Network, thank you for listening today. A special thank you to Amy for serving as our host and to Tim and Brett for participating in sharing such important and essential information. To learn about best practices for common issues encountered in home infusion pharmacy operations, be sure to listen to part two. Also, for more information about the topics discussed in today's podcast, contact a member of the Accelera Home Infusion team at info@accelerarx.com.
Welcome to the National Association of Specialty Pharmacy Podcast, The Importance of Home Infusion in Your Specialty Pharmacy Program Strategy. My name is Amy Swanson. I'm the Director of Marketing and Member Relations for Accelera, and I'll be serving as your host for today's podcast. NASP is proud to bring their members the NASP Podcast in partnership with Pharmacy Podcast, one of the many benefits of NASP membership. Today, we're privileged to have Tim Affelt and Brett Benfield, two industry-leading experts on specialty pharmacy and home infusion from Fairview Health. Tim is a PharmD and the Vice President of Specialty and Infusion Operations for Fairview Pharmacy Services, based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Tim joined Fairview Pharmacy Services in September 2013, and prior to joining Fairview, he spent 19 years at the Walgreen Company as a district pharmacy supervisor, where he led the implementation of specialty, MTM, and diabetes programs at Walgreens in Minnesota. Tim is a proud graduate of the University of Minnesota College of Pharmacy, a former Pharmacy Alumni Society board member, and remains active at the College of Pharmacy as a mentor to first-year students, involvement in the Leading Change in Pharmacy program, and he holds an adjunct assistant professorship at the University of Minnesota College of Pharmacy in the Department of Pharmaceutical Care and Health Systems. Mr. Affelt is a member of the Minnesota American Diabetes Association, Community Leadership Board, and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, MnDakota's Chapter Board. Tim is a current member of the Minnesota Pharmacists Association, ASHP, NASP, and National Home Infusion Association. Brett Benfield is a PharmD and an MS who serves as the Regional Manager of Home Infusion and Compounding Operations at Fairview Pharmacy Services. Brett joined Fairview Pharmacy in July 2014 as a first-year Health System Pharmacy Administration resident with a focus in ambulatory pharmacy operations. After completion of his two-year residency and master's in social and administrative pharmacy, for 3 years he managed a Fairview Community Pharmacy in the mHealth Clinics and Surgery Center building. Lastly, we'd like to say a little bit about Fairview Pharmacy Services. Fairview Pharmacy Services is an integral part of Fairview Health Services, one of the largest healthcare systems in Minnesota, and a partner of the University of Minnesota Medical Center and University of Minnesota Children's Hospital. Fairview serves patients from across the state of Minnesota, the upper Midwest, and beyond. To learn more about Fairview Home Infusion, visit their webpage at fairview.org/services/home-infusion. Now, before we get into our topic, let's take a moment to make a little connection for the listeners between our companies. In 2009, Fairview Health was one of six founding health systems of Accelera, a network comprised of health systems, IDNs, and large academic medical centers with a deep commitment to caring for complex pharmacy patients. Today, Accelera Rx Corp. is a healthcare company that empowers integrated delivery networks, health systems, and large academic medical centers to provide integrated care for complex pharmacy patients, leading to improved health outcomes and decreased healthcare costs. To learn more about Accelera, visit www.accelerarx.com. So I want to thank Tim and Brett for leading us through a discussion of the importance of home infusion to specialty pharmacy strategy. Podcast listeners, I do want you to know this will be a two-part series. Part one will focus on key considerations for health systems who are thinking about starting a home infusion pharmacy and how to get started once you get the go. Part two will air sometime later this year and will discuss some best practices or common issues you may encounter once your home infusion pharmacy is operational. Lots to look forward to. Okay, let's move right into the questions. So, Tim, could you tell the listeners a little bit about Fairview Home Infusion, why you got into the business, and when?
So Fairview Home Infusion started roughly 30 years ago and primarily focused on the ability to always take care of the patients from your health system. So our Fairview Health has always wanted all of the capabilities so that a patient would not have to leave our system for any of their healthcare needs. And part of that ambulatory pharmacy strategy is to have home infusion.
Great. Brett, how does Accelera work with your specialty pharmacy and home infusion business lines?
So being part of the health or Fairview Home Infusion family for the last 4 months, Accelera has been great. And so having been a member of the Fairview Home Infusion department for the last 4 months, I've watched as Accelera has helped other companies to build out their home infusion operations. They've been integral in helping me understand kind of the blueprint and how everyone is working with their home infusion operations. Recently, they've also started a user group. It's been crucial for me to understand the business and how other people are operating. They allow us to exchange ideas freely with each other. We have weekly or monthly calls where we're able to talk through common issues that we have, work through best practices, and really just kind of share information among each other. In that group is people considering home infusion as well as people who have been around the business like we have for many, many years. So because of this collaboration that Accelera helps to foster, it means that we always have a collaborative partner out there that we're able to share information with.
Great, thanks. So Tim, in many health systems, the home infusion pharmacy sits outside of the specialty pharmacy or that business unit. Advantages to different reporting structures or models in your mind? And if so, what advantages or disadvantages are there to home infusion reporting to pharmacy or specialty pharmacy as a business?
Well, I think you see home infusion report into either pharmacy services overall or into nursing services or home care. And the advantages of reporting within home care is that a big part of home infusion is nursing services. And having that collaboration and that connection with the nursing services within your health system is certainly an advantage. We don't actually do that. We have our home infusion department sit within pharmacy services, and we believe the advantage of that has a lot to do with the billing, because you do not need to be Medicare certified for your nursing services for your home infusion department. You also want your ability now of having your home infusion department more closely connected with your specialty pharmacy department. So another advantage of having it sit within your pharmacy services organization within your health system.
So it sounds like a key consideration when you're thinking about starting up a home infusion pharmacy.
Yes, absolutely. Is right from the beginning is where is that department going to sit?
And I would imagine another good thing to think about when you're building the business case is how can home infusion help alleviate costs within the health system?
Yeah, well, really what that comes down to is, one, can it allow you not to admit a patient in the first place, because a patient could go right to the home and have a therapy, which is a strategy we've worked on, along with patients in your, you know, inpatient settings. You can get them to go home quicker if you have the ability to work with a home infusion department. So when you look at just your system's costs, that is a good way to alleviate those costs. And then you can also get into the infusion center and the shifting related to site of care right now, where those costs aren't necessarily lower for your health system, but they're certainly going to be lower for your payer partners looking to move patients out of a hospital-based infusion center and into the home.
Great. So, Brett, building on that, there may be some other benefits that home infusion can bring to patients, to the hospital or health system, payers, and pharma. Are there others that we should be considering?
I think just to go off what Tim said, allowing patients to move in from the infusion space into home infusion space, it frees up the different chairs, and it frees up the potential for patients who would normally have to stay in an infusion chair to go to their homes and be happier and healthier and be able to do the things that they like to do instead of just sitting in a chair. In Minnesota, at least, we have, you know, no shortage of patients who need to be in an infusion center. So it's not that we're taking the revenue away from those infusion chairs. We're just adding another, I guess, streamline of revenue to come to our health system, because we're freeing up chairs that can be used, patients that could be in the home, and just allowing the chairs to open up for patients that need to be in those chairs.
Great. Now, Tim, I know you weren't here when Fairview started 30 years ago, but do you have a sense of how Fairview helped determine how to most efficiently launch and then operate a home infusion pharmacy practice? What practice models did you consider, and has it evolved over time?
Yeah, I'd say in the beginning, one of the first things you're looking at is, you know, really what are going to be those capital and startup costs to roll out home infusion. And your biggest cost in the beginning is going to be your clean room capability. So can you use an existing clean room within your system to launch home infusion at the beginning, or are you going to need to build out separately from the beginning? That's probably one of the first things you'll try and figure out, along with, you know, what is the need within your system? You know, how many home infusion referrals are leaving your system? What does that drug mix look like? What does your payer landscape look like for home infusion? Then what will you need to do from an accreditation standpoint for your home infusion services? What will it look like in terms of nursing support for your home infusion services? And then how are you going to reach out and educate the providers and the referral sources within your system related to having home infusion? So what type of sales force are you going to have, knowing that most health systems do not currently have a sales force when they first start?
And one thing, you talked about space, you talked about identifying the needs, and you talked about education for providers and making sure that you get those referrals and that you have a sales force to support that. How do you go about getting executive support for something of this nature as well?
It's really showing the ROI. So you're going to put together your business plan and pro forma, something certainly I know Accelera helps folks do, and you're going to bring that forward to your system, not only from kind of a total cost of care of how it can help your system related to clearing beds in hospitals, but also can your home infusion department actually have a positive bottom line, say, over the next 3 to 5 years from launch?
Great. So I'll move and ask Brett, you know, what partnerships do you think are key for home infusion to be successful ongoing?
I'd say the most crucial the most crucial partnerships to really hone in on first is the provider relationships within your organization. Between the providers and the care coordinators, they're the ones that are going to be able to refer the patients to you and ultimately give you an opportunity to be a successful business. So kind of to Tim, what Tim was talking about earlier is finding those opportunities, finding those key stakeholders, and engaging them early in a conversation of being a medical director with you, being some kind of oversight committee or on some kind of committee with you to develop your protocols, engaging those people because they will be essential to you maintaining a strong, healthy business in the future.
Great. And then, Tim, you know, specific to health systems starting out, what resources in addition would you recommend? Are there any industry organizations or other things that you want to consider?
I mean, I think you should connect with NHIA or the National Home Infusion Association. You know, you can also go check out their annual meeting where they'll have a lot of information and support of a lot of different vendors that can help you start your home infusion business. Along with, you know, looking at what is the opportunity for consulting to help you roll this out, like at Accelera. Accelera has this opportunity for you. And then also probably reaching out to some of your other IDNs or some of those other health systems that you have a connection with. You know, it's estimated right now, you know, anywhere from a third to a half of, you know, larger kind of health systems will have home infusion. So try and have that discussion with some of your partners.
Great. I think that's really good information for health systems who are considering getting into this line of business. You know, in closing, I'd like to personally invite you to the second annual Home Infusion Workshop that's being held September 12th following the annual meeting and exposition at the Washington Marriott Boardman Park in Washington, D.C. This one-day workshop will be led by our friends and subject matter experts from NHIA, National Home Infusion Association, and provide attendees with a unique opportunity to learn more about the regulatory, legal, operational, and clinical complexities of the home infusion industry. I believe some folks from Fairview will be there, as well as some folks from Accelera as well. This does conclude another Specialty Pharmacy podcast. A big thank you to our distinguished guests, Tim Affelt and Brett Benfield, and a reminder that a recording of this podcast will be available on the NASP website shortly. Please visit nasp.wildapricot.org/specialty-pharmacy-podcast.
On behalf of NASP and the Pharmacy Podcast Network, thank you for listening today. A special thank you to Amy for serving as our host, and to Tim and Brett for participating and sharing such important and essential information. To learn about best practices for common issues encountered in home infusion pharmacy operations, be sure to listen to part two. Also, for more information about the topics discussed in today's podcast, contact a member of the Accelera Home Infusion team at info@accelerarx.com.
Thanks for listening to the NASP podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your fellow pharmacists, doctors, and healthcare providers dedicated to optimal patient care. If you have ideas for future episode topics, please email the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Send your message to publisher@pharmacypodcast.com.